Hey there. Happy almost Thanksgiving. You are listening to This Song, the podcast where artists talk about the songs that formed and transformed them. I'm your host, Elizabeth McQueen, and in this episode, we're going to hear from Austin's Boohoo. But before we get started, I want to let you know that if you're traveling this holiday season and you're looking for like a lot of good listening, then you should check out the This Song archive. We've got loads and loads of shows where we talk to folks like Tegan and Sarah, Lizzo, Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo, and like all of them tell tales of life-changing musical experiences. You can load up your listening device and have hours of good, time-compressing stuff to listen to. You can find the full archive at ktx.org. KTX is the radio station in Austin, Texas, where we make this podcast, or you can find it wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there perusing the archive, we would sincerely appreciate it if you left a rating or a review. Ratings and reviews help people find this podcast, and they make everyone who works on it feel really awesome, so thank you in advance. Okay, now to Boohoo. We actually had the band on this podcast before, way back in the early days, but there have been some changes. Singer and songwriter Jeremy Rogers stopped performing with his old band and joined forces with his wife, Tiffany. He writes and records the music and they perform together, and they just released a record called Tenants, and we've been digging it here at KUTX. The record is essentially an extended synth-laden love letter from Jeremy to Tiffany and his mother. It's melodic and experimental, which is a combination I always prefer. And Boohoo, they just got back to Austin after like one of those long forever tours. Right before they went on tour, they came into Studio 1A, our gorgeous live performance studio here at the station, to do a session. And afterwards, I sat down with Jeremy and Tiffany.
The song that really changed everything for me back in college, the first time I ever really heard, I know I heard it before, but the first time I truly listened to Peter Gabriel's In Your Eyes.
I get so lost sometimes. Days pass and this emptiness fills my heart.
I remember feeling it and seeing it, and I saw it from that movie, Say Anything. You know, we watched it, just me and my dorm buddies. And I just remember thinking, like, oh, that song's incredible, it sounds beautiful. And I sat with it and I listened to it and I read into the lyrics and I felt the emotive content of his tonal choices, of how he picked every sound, every instrument, every placement within the track, the entire opus. It just had so much feeling and so much emotion. Song that he wrote for his then wife, and how he sang about her so impassioned and honestly, you know, just saying, you know, he's so tired of fighting for their survival, you know, but it's still, he finds, you know, the light and the heat in her eyes, you know, and he finds like his place there with her. And no matter how complicated everything in his life gets through his crazy career and everything he's done, he found so much solace in her.
In your eyes, the light, the heat,
your eyes,
I am complete.
In your eyes,
I see the doorway.
In your eyes,
the thousand churches.
In your eyes,
the resolution.
In your eyes,
of all the fruitless searches. Oh, I see the light and the heat.
And I feel that exact same way about my wife, you know, and it's really great. And when I was writing this album, I kind of felt the need to be more honest in my music, you know, and I just wanted to be more vulnerable. And I always kept, from the first time I started, you know, when I grabbed my first like two synths and a really cheap drum machine, and I wrote La Truth, I wrote like a skeleton of it in just like the chintziest way possible. And I was just like, man, I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
Whatever you stake, it takes a man of faith.
Planets, you know, the album that we just released, is all about my wife, Tiffany, and my mother and my relationship with those two women. I think it's just been such a blessing to allow myself to be so honest and vulnerable.
Was there a journey to get yourself to be in a place where you could be so honest and vulnerable?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh my God. And it's such a stubborn journey at that. I mean, it's weird. I think it's really hard, you know, conceptualizing, you know, love, you know, I mean, like my mother, she passed away when I was 9, you know, and that's a huge piece of my life that has formed who I am in every possible way. You know, it's informed every decision I've ever made in my life, how I choose to, you know, look at myself, how I choose to look at other people, how I could be starved or hungry for attention, you know, feeling like I grew up lonely or, you know, like alone, or feeling like I'm missing out on something that is like, you know, a mother's milk, you know, like something that's supposed to feed me and help me grow. It's crazy. And also at the same time, using that information in my formative years, like to make decisions, sometimes good ones, many times really bad ones, you know, and reconciling those decisions and looking at myself and asking myself, am I honest? Am I an honest person? Am I a good person? It's been an insane journey to get here, but my wife Tiffany's like totally helped me through it. She's been so patient, you know. I mean, in the song You, you know, I sing, you know, I've been graced by your patience. You know, it's true. I just, everything I say in the album is truly a piece of my beating heart.
With Tiffany that allowed you to feel like you could be in a place to go?
Absolutely.
To this vulnerable place?
100%. I couldn't have done it without her. And that's why she's with me in the band. I'm always bouncing ideas off of her, and she performs with me, and we can tour together, because I think the most important thing for the music is that people can see our connection, you know, and how much we are so there for each other. I think it's a very kind and warm thing to be able to share that love with anyone willing to watch it and have it, because I just don't think there is even close to enough of it in the world.
I thought about this and so I'm going to go in a completely different direction. My whole life, I kind of went throughout different genres. Like when I was in middle school, I really liked rap. And then when I was in high school, I was really into metal. And then I got really into, like, I don't know, sad indie music, a lot of minor chords. And I really think the song that probably changed my life in, you know, just a completely different way was Yako Aino Kalevi, this song that's called I Wanna Win.
I wanna win.
Finnish guy.
Okay.
And I don't think he's that popular still, but I don't know. I think I was really into sad music and like just powerful music that's like I said, a lot of minor chords, you know. And then I heard this song that's really dancey, and I think it helped me to like let loose overall. Really only listened to dancey music since then. I'm not really that into, you know, downbeat, sad stuff so much anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm a very awkward person. And I don't know, having like just something that can let me, that, you know, putting myself in a space with this song where I feel like I am allowed to just like let go and have fun. Listening to something that feels dancey now. I don't know.
Like it feels safe to be, to let out a part of yourself that maybe you're not always accessing?
Totally. Yeah.
Right on. And well, and it's interesting because you talk about that, which I feel like is the same thing that Jeremy was talking about with you. Like you kind of allowed him a space to feel safe enough to like explore, explore a part of himself that he hadn't been ready beforehand to explore. And you're part of Boohoo. You tour with Jeremy. You're his muse, obviously. I feel like so much of this record, I was like, wow, like he really loves his wife.
It's
like,
really great for me. Sung songs to every day. Yeah, it's pretty great.
But how is it? I mean, how is it to watch your partner kind of go through this experience of accessing these really vulnerable feelings and then creating and building songs, a lot of which has to do directly with you, like, and then to see them performed every night. I mean, I feel like from your side of the, you know, of the table, it must be a really interesting.
Oh yeah. Journey. Every show is really special. You know, Jeremy has a lot of energy on stage and, it's really, you know, great for me to just sit back and watch him sing songs to me and let himself go every single night. He really, really puts it in there and lets himself completely go, which is super special to watch. But with the writing process, you know, I would come home from work sometimes and Jeremy would, you know, have this love song written out for me, and that's really great for me too. For a long time there, I think he was writing songs that just sounded like fun. And they were really great. And then, I don't know, like after some time, like bouncing just different ideas off of each other, he started coming up with these songs that were definitely far more vulnerable and way more, you know, completely personal. And I think that's a completely different direction for him. And it's been really great.
On stage, do you feel, I mean, it sounds like he feels very open and free. Do you feel the same thing that you felt when you heard that dance song? Like, do you feel like you're able to let people see that part of you up there?
Yeah, I think I'm getting there. It's a process. You know, I'm still pretty new at this. And the first bunch of shows were just terrifying, you know. But I'm definitely getting there. We just came back from tour. And the one show that really like allowed me to let go, this is a funny story. We were in El Paso and we played this show where it was the venue's first show ever. And it's like a rented space. They like rent out a church, you know. It ended up being really great, but it felt disastrous. I think because I had no control over anything, I just had a really good time. And getting easier, you know, things like that help for some reason.
Do you have like any experience performing or getting up on stage and doing this, or is this your first
band? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I've done some other like acting, modeling a long time ago, things like that, but nothing even close to, you know, being vulnerable for an extended period of time in front of a group of people, you know.
It's an intense thing.
Yeah. Love.
And this emptiness fills my heart.
not deceiving you. This is In Your Eyes. It's Boohoo's cover of In Your Eyes from their latest record, Tenets. Jeremy covered the song that inspired him to really get as vulnerable as possible. And, you know, the other thing that inspired him was his wife, Tiffany. And, like, it's a rare and precious thing to find a person who makes you feel safe enough to explore and share your vulnerable self, that squishy inside part that can feel dangerous to look at directly, much less show to the world. So, you know, it's almost Thanksgiving. So if you have a person like that in your life, I hope you take a moment to tell them how important they are, to thank them. And if you're still looking for that person or people, I hope you find them. If you want to hear more Boohoo, then you can head to the show notes page for this episode at kutx.org. You'll be able to find a link to their new record, their tour dates, and a link to their Studio 1A session, as well as a Spotify playlist where you can hear all the songs we referenced in this episode all the way through. And that's it. You have come to the end of another episode of This Song. This Song is a production of KUTX 98.9 in Austin, Texas. This episode was produced by me, Elizabeth McQueen. Thanks to Deidre Gott and Peter Babb and Todd Callahan for all they do for this podcast. And yes, it is true, our theme song is Mahout by Austin's own Hard Proof. Right on. Thanks for listening. Happy Thanksgiving. Talk to you next time.